Over 200,000 people with mental illnesses may miss out on support programs as funding is absorbed into the National Disability Insurance Scheme. Mental health advocates are concerned people whose mental illnesses prevent them from fully engaging in work, education, and other aspects of life may not pass through the rigorous application process of the NDIS. Currently, the National Disability Insurance Agency estimates 64,000 people with what is known as a psychosocial disability will be participants in the scheme by 2020. But this leaves 225,000 people without support, according to analysis by Mental Health Australia. CEO of the Mental Illness Fellowship of Australia, Tony Stevenson, says without support, people with psychosocial disabilities face great difficulties.
Psychosocial support really is about supporting people just to live well in the community, to reconnect with their families, to have the skills to live independently. So psychosocial support is really about enabling people to live well in the community. If they don't have that support, then they are likely to become homeless or to be in prison or to spend long periods of time in hospital.
Those who fall into this group can currently receive support through the Personal Helpers and Mentors program, Partners in Recovery and Day-to-Day Living program. But all of these will cease to exist by 2020 as the focus moves to the National Disability Insurance Scheme. Mr. Stevenson says the loss of these programs leaves a big gap in psychosocial services.
About 230,000 people are going to miss out on the support that they need. There are some attempts to backfill that gap around the country, but at the moment that is a huge gap which is not being adequately addressed, and that is certainly one of our major concerns.
The Joint Standing Committee on the NDIS recently recommended people on psychosocial programs should not have to sign up to the NDIS to get continuity of support. Quarterly information released by the National Disability Insurance Agency shows over 6,000 people have been accepted into the NDIS for psychosocial disabilities, making up 7% of participants. Mr. Stevenson says people needing these services will have trouble signing up for the NDIS once their support programs stop running.
In a particular region, we've got those staff. They can actually help people now go through the eligibility and application phases of the NDIS. But as soon as those programs are shut down, they won't have people who can help them do that. The NDI agency employs planners and local area coordinators who can, you know, assist, but really it's not the same as a support worker who knows them very well. When we no longer have those people there to help people get into the NDIS, it will be, for many people, it will be a very, very difficult and stressful process.
Professor Karen Fisher from the University of New South Wales Social Policy Research Centre has been looking at the impact this process has been having on participants. Professor Fisher says many of the services people with mental illness receive were never intended to be part of the NDIS.
So I think we're seeing a lot of adjustment in the way that the NDIS is being set up. The first, I think, is the types of services where it was never intended that NDIS would pay for those services through an individual person's package. So this might be, for example, at some sort of group information type support. And it's part of the system where, particularly for people with mental illness, many of the types of support that they would receive are like this. They're not ever intended to be paid for out of a package. I think the added complication for people with mental illness is that some of the services, again, aren't related to disability. They are more appropriately paid for out of the health system. And this is one of the very difficult parts of the NDIS legislation, because it relies on all parts of government services and, in fact, all parts of the community working together to provide the needs and support of people with mental illness just the same as any other citizen.
In some cases, Professor Fisher says NDIS rules are leading to state governments to withdraw mental health funding.
I think in the worst cases, what we're seeing is some of the states saying, okay, this person now has a label of mental illness, so we don't need to provide them with any support because that's now NDIS, which is completely untrue.
Because of these difficulties, Tony Stevenson is calling on the federal government to retain support programs outside of the NDIS so people can access them when they need.
We've taken programs that were suited to a variety of needs. They can have a very light touch of support at times, and then as they become more unwell, then that support can be ramped up. Now, you know, those programs have been rolled into the NDIS. So, yes, our message to government is you need to keep funds outside of the NDIS. You need to retain some of those programs for other people in that group that won't need as intensive services but still need services appropriate to their health needs at the time and that are available there when they need them. They don't need to go through the rigorous application and assessment process of the NDIS.
That was CEO of the Mental Health Fellowship of Australia, Tony Stevenson, ending that story.